Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Holmes, Watson, Rihanna, we're turning on the lights. We're ready to go. The lights will be bright tonight, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, from a less than raucous Arrowhead Stadium, 17,000 in the house. Welcome back to the NFL, and welcome back to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. That includes Chris Berman with his thoughts. The face of ESPN and the face of the NFL on ESPN. Boom will be with us in less than 1 hour. He'll be with us at 9 Eastern. Key's old partner. Gentlemen, it's football. It's back. Some said we wouldn't be here. The NFL said they never had a doubt. They had the draft. They had free agency. They canceled the mini camps, rookie camps, OTAs, preseason. Who cares? The regular season starts, Key, exactly when they wanted it.
Kickoff, boom. Right in there. Let's go. It's going to be exciting. I got to figure out where I'm going to watch it because I got to watch the Lakers as well. So I'm still kind of navigating through that. But I can't wait to see these two quarterbacks battle tonight in Arrowhead. Be a little bit different. Capacity will be probably 17,000 or so.
Yep.
And Arrowhead's usually packed to the rim, barbecue flowing, the whole deal. So that'll be a little bit different. I know that the network will probably do a terrific job in terms of how they show the game and all the virtual things that are probably going, much like the NBA. But on the field, you've got to be excited to see what Watson's able to do, not having DeAndre Hopkins, but also what Patrick Mahomes is able to do, having everybody back. And in fact, even adding in Clyde Edwards from LSU, the new running back. So when you look at that, you got to think that Kansas City is going to be one of these teams that's going to be around to the end. Mm.
Change is inevitable. I know it's COVID. I know only 17,000 people will be there. I do not care. This is the most normal I felt in a long time with all these sports that are happening right now. If there's anything that could take my mind off what the hell is happening in the world, it would be tonight. NBA, the Lakers are playing tonight. We have a big-time football game between the two highest-paid quarterbacks there is in the NFL. MLS is on tonight. WNBA games are on tonight. U.S. Open is on tonight. NHL playoffs are on tonight. What else do you need? Sit in front of your couch and join us.
And Houston has, I mean, obviously it's different circumstances, but Houston's gone into Kansas City and won before. Last year during the regular season, I think it was week 6-7, they went in there and knocked off KC. Now, it didn't happen in the postseason, even though they were up 24-0, they wind up letting them come back and put 51 on them. And that was one of the main reasons that Romeo Crennel had to step down as a defensive coordinator, who, you know, long time DC, pretty good. But when you get 51 hung on you, it's like, yeah, we got to go in another direction. So the Texans will have a new defensive coordinator calling the defense for them tonight.
That's 41 unanswered. Key's referencing the 51-31 win 250 days ago. And if you don't think that's stuck in the Texans' craw coming into tonight, that's all the motivation they need. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I want to mention the line on tonight's game, according to Caesars William Hill, is the Chiefs -9. And on that tip, we are going to have some gambling analysis coming up at 8:30 Eastern.
I'm tuning in for that.
So whatever game you're hot on, whatever one, Jay's obviously hot on a ton. By the way, the birthday boy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Whatever
Thank
game you. You're hot on, hit us up. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. And our gambling analyst, Joe Fortenbaugh, will be here at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. You tell him the game, you give him the line, and hopefully he'll win you some money. We will have that again coming up in about 26 minutes. So get on the phone, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go from A to Z. And let's begin in the NBA. Jay, the Raptors and the Celtics, baby. Game 7 tomorrow night after the Raptors win in double OT last night.
Kyle Lowry with a dagger last night. No doubt he is the heart and soul of this Raptor team. A fadeaway over the right shoulder to seal the deal for Raptors in double overtime.
Norman Powell hit a couple of huge free throws again. Game 7 Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Kawhi and the Clips are one win away from the franchise's first ever trip to the Western Conference Finals. Key's waiting for the Lakers to meet, and that means Kawhi and LeBron. Are we going to get fired up for that?
Yes.
Or what?
Yes, the Terminator versus the King.
Very small note I should mention after the game. It's not a huge deal. Michael Porter Jr., who went scoreless in the second half, kind of called out Nuggets coach Mike Malone saying, you know, you might want to draw up some plays for people other than Jokic or Jamal Murray. We got some other guy. He's a young kid, but come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't like the timing, but I do ultimately like the swag.
I do. I saw it on SportsCenter last night. He was sitting there with his backpack at the podium. Just like a young kid. You got to remember how young this dude really is.
Hey, man. Dude want the damn ball. He want to contribute.
Saying he ain't lying, though.
Yeah, he ain't lying. He wants to contribute. Why is it a problem?
Speaking of problem, Key, the NBA is probing a potential problem, a bubble violation by the Rockets' Daniel House, according to Woj and Tim McMahon, who's all over the Rockets beat for ESPN. His status for the remainder of the Western Conference semis in jeopardy. They're not saying exactly what it is. He did miss game three of the series due to personal reasons.
Oh, the man went to get some Chick-fil-A, man. Leave the dude alone. You know, they like chicken in the bubble. Lou Williams got to get some chicken.
Get some wings. Magic City in the house. He is listed as out for game four tonight against the Lakers. Team and league officials, on a serious note, have declined to specify the nature of the violation. We'll see what happens with that. Now, what happened yesterday on NFL Live? He's working it on both ends. He's with us in the morning, and sometimes he makes his way out to our old campus in Bristol. To work on NFL Live.
Doing what they asked me to do.
So yesterday he was on with Dan Orlovsky. He spent a dozen years in the NFL as a quarterback. Marcus Beard.
Stop. He's not here to defend himself.
I didn't say anything.
I know where you're about to go.
I just started laughing.
You can't help yourself.
I'm going to see him later on today. I'll be back on NFL Live today.
Good. So yesterday, we'll see you today. Yesterday, Orlovsky, my man Key, and Marcus Spears were on there. And somebody tried to throw out the notion, Dan did, that the Eagles had better personnel, especially at the skill position, than the Cowboys, and then this erupted.
Why do you think they are a better team? Because of Carson Wentz?
Who's got the better defense, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
The Eagles for right now, but we ain't talking about a big degree of separation defensively. It ain't like they ain't give up a lot of points either. Matter of fact, we were thinking about bringing cornerbacks out of junior college to come play in Philadelphia last year.
They also went and got one of the best corners in football in Slay. Hargrave is going to make that defensive line dominant. Both offensive lines have health issues, I think the quarterback's better.
Who got the better roster?
The Cowboys.
I think the Eagles have a better top-to-bottom roster.
Key, you were in the middle of that thing.
I just kind of...
I'm taking a knee right now.
Dan lost me, though. You know, Dan started talking about the receivers were better than the Cowboy receivers. And I'm like, what? Like, it didn't even make sense to even go back and forth. And that's why I just kind of said what I said and let Marcus kind of handle my lightweight. You know, because at the end, they're not better. I understand this. You like Carson Wentz. You think he's a great quarterback. I get it. Everybody has something different, and you like something different. But when you look at the Cowboys, Mike McCarthy has a Super Bowl ring, too. He said that the coaching staff was better. And I'm like, how could the coaching staff be better? They both got rings. One guy has been out of the game for a year. He decided that he was trying to get a job. It didn't happen. Now he's the Cowboy coach. You look at Carson Wentz at quarterback. If he can stay healthy, he might wind up being something special. But health has been an issue. You look at the receivers, Alshon Jeffries, whatever. DeSean Jackson, best days are behind him. Still explosive, but his best days are behind him. Then Greg Ward is a young guy who's learning how to play the position that played quarterback. And when he needed to play last year for the Eagles, he did okay. But there's no comparison to CeeDee Lamb, Gallup, and Amari Cooper. It just doesn't even sound right. Like I was telling Jay, I was like, that's like saying to me, Shaquille O'Neal and Greg Oden. And Greg is as good as Shaquille. I'm like, stop. It's just stop.
A couple of things. You don't have to make the stanky face towards me. I ain't the one that said
no,
it.
The fact that I got to sit up here and even have this conversation is like crazy.
I would give Dan Orlovsky. I do think to a slight degree that the defense is better for the Eagles, but that's slight. I don't think the personnel from top to bottom is better. I would agree with you on the Cowboys. I just really pray.
Let me ask you a question, though. Who's the running back in Philly?
That's a great question.
I know the running back in Dallas.
Miles Sanders right now, right?
So you rather have Miles Sanders? You rather have Zeke?
I'm just answering your question.
It wasn't meant for you to answer it, Zubin. Zubin's so analytical. This goes right there.
But it's like, okay, the offensive line. I'd rather have Dallas's offensive line. They both have some issues, but I'd rather have Dallas's offensive line. Linebackers? I certainly would rather have the young core up in Dallas. I mean, it's like Dan just...
Can I just say...
Kicker, I want Zerline. Greg the leg.
Can I just say that I pray that the Eagles, just because I want to see your reaction, the Eagles find some way to win that division, and you have to go back on NFL Live with Dan.
If they win, they win.
Okay.
We talking about right now. Today.
All right.
If they win, they win, right? That's the way I look at it.
Just a reminder.
He mentioned Jalen Rigger. Man, Jalen Rigger ain't even caught a pass in NFL yet. Like, stop.
Young kid out of TCU, they really like him, but we'll see.
That's cool. I like him too. Okay. Right? Okay. But he's yet to catch a pass.
He's a rookie.
We'll see. Speaking of win, we'd like to have you win some money. Gambling, Chiefs -9 tonight. Kansas City -9 tonight, I should say. In 20 minutes, we're going to talk to Daily Wager. That's our daily gambling show here on ESPN. Joe Fortenbaugh, and he will essentially try to win you some money. Call up, give us the two teams, the matchup you're watching, give us the line, and then Joe will say where you should go. Favorite, underdog, over, under, whatever you want. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Again, Joe Fortenbaugh with some gambling advice coming up at 8:30 Eastern. So get on the line now. Get in first.
I need it, Zubin.
You need it?
I mean, Seahawks -1.5. I need that.
So Atlanta. Where's the game? And Seattle.
The game's in Atlanta.
Yep. Seattle Jets, and Atlanta. Yep.
All right. Like what? Bears, Lions.
Yep. Chicago, Detroit.
Detroit actually -3 in Detroit.
So we got
Packers,
a lot of
Vikings.
Those.
Yep.
That one's in Minnesota.
Minnesota -2.5. Mm-hmm. Just saying a lot of close games here. A lot of close spreads.
All right. So hit us up again. 888-SAY-ESPN, and our gambling expert in about 18 minutes will tell you where to lay that dough. It is time to. Crown
if
some
you
division
can't beat them, crown. Crown.
That's why we took the damn field.
This is Crown Them.
If you want to crown them, then crown them.
With Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
They are who we thought they were.
That was aggressive.
That was the late Dennis
wow.
Green. The late Dennis Green. I'm sure many remember that after that Monday night
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. They had Chicago on the ropes.
Until they let him off the hook.
Until they did not.
All right. So we'll go. Through all the divisions, let's start in the NFC East since Key was refereeing that match between Dan Orlovsky and Marcus Spears. It felt like Spears TKO from what Key was thinking. Let's get all your division winners. Let's start in the East, the NFC East. Your winner in 2020 will be?
The Dallas Cowboys. Dallas, obviously, a lot of weapons on the offensive side. Mike Nolan takes over the defense for Chris Rashard. Chris Rashard did a terrific job, but I put more trust in Mike Nolan, who resume speaks for itself as a DC in this league.
I want to pick Dallas, too. That seems like the reasonable pick. I actually think they can get to the Super Bowl this year and potentially get the bigger job done.
You mentioned Green Bay will open at Minnesota Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Who wins the NFC North, Key?
I like Minnesota. I like Minnesota in this situation. I know they lose Kevin Stefanski. The offensive coordinator goes to Cleveland as the head coach. But when you look at this team as a whole, Stephon Diggs moves on. They get Justin Jefferson in the draft in the first round from LSU to replace him. Dalvin Cook on the offensive side. They've got some pass rush help getting how do you say it?
Yannick.
I'm going to leave it at that. Getting Yannick over from Jacksonville. The back end of the secondary will be the question mark, but Mike Hughes is back in the lineup now, and I think that young talent that he has will show if he can stay healthy. Mike Zim is a hell of a football coach.
Yeah.
Gary Kubiak takes over the offensive play calling duties. Another brain trust that was a former head coach, knows what to do. I like Minnesota in the North.
New coach of the Green Bay Packers. I know a lot of people thought that they overachieved last year, the margins. And Keyshawn is saying yes, but I think everybody discounting Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers this year.
So just to reiterate, Yannick Ngakoue, it is U.S. Open
Yannick
week.
Yannick Ngakoue.
So we can go Yannick Noah. It is U.S. Open week as well. To get the tennis in there.
I'm just going to start calling him Y.
That's
big,
what I'll be
big,
doing.
Big Y.
I make up nicknames for everybody.
Big
go
Y.
Ahead.
Big Y got the sack.
We're all doing more with less, so just go with the one letter. In the NFC South, now this is a real interesting division, Key.
It is. It is. When you look at it, Teddy Bridgewater leaves New Orleans, takes over Cam Newton down at Carolina. A late surge, a better team in Atlanta based on their changes on the staff. Then obviously the sexy pick for everybody right now is Tommy Brady in his cast of characters down in Tampa Bay. But my pick
now, go ahead and
is
talk
the
about
New
your
Orleans.
Cousin.
No, my nephew. But my pick is the New Orleans Saints. You never go against blood. Blood is always thicker than water.
Well, blood is pretty good. Pretty damn good.
And at the
way.
End of the day, as I like to say, I think New Orleans has something special. They get Kamara. If I said it right, is it Kamara?
Kamara.
These names, Kamara.
Just call him
this
A.
This is your job.
Just call him K or whatever.
No, he changed it. Everybody was calling him Kamara, and he said, no, my name is Kamara. He messed that up. But I think Drew Brees, Kamara, my nephew Michael Thomas, what they have from an offensive standpoint, they bring in Sanders from the San Francisco 49ers. This offense will be explosive, and their defense is solid and sound, and I think they know how to win in the NFC. Now they just got to finish the deal to get to the Super Bowl, and I think that they will.
Bruce Arians, Tom Brady together. I still think not having OTAs, not having preseason, I think it's going to be a lot for them to actually make up a lot of ground quickly. I think there has to be familiarity. So I will agree with Keyshawn. I will go with New Orleans Saints.
Maybe Kamara. He's been in the league all this time, and he's that ain't my name. My name is Kamara.
Just call him AK.
How do you go your whole life, be that good, and people don't exactly know what your name is? Let's just call him AK.
I changed my name.
That's true. Okay. That is true.
There you
By
go.
The way, Saints last 3 years, just real quick. Loss in the Minneapolis Miracle.
We don't have to remind people.
Then they lose the NFC title game fiasco with the pass interference. And then last year, they lose to the Vikings in their first playoff game. So three devastating years to end the season. We'll see if maybe an uptick is on the way. In the NFC West.
Ooh.
Tough division. San Francisco 49ers obviously came out of there last year to go to the Super Bowl. Arizona's there. Won some games. Not quite ready. The Rams are going to take a step back because it's just a lot going on. Change of staff on the defensive side of the ball. No Wade Phillips. Offensively, no Gurley. They've got to try to figure things out with Sean McVay. Seattle is an interesting pick for me. And the reason is I think last year for them, they were just trying to get a feel for each other again. The Legion of Boom is sort of kind of back by getting Jamal Adams over from the Jets in a trade. Makes them very just a very good defense again. Bobby Wagner leading the front there. You got to think Pete Carroll will have some success. San Francisco will still be right there. They're going to be right there, and it's going to end in a tiebreaker with Seattle winning.
I just want you to put some respect on Arizona's name. You always keep calling Kyle Murray cute.
Well, when he
all
runs
the time,
around,
and now he has a big-time target in DeAndre Hopkins.
They're going to win some games.
They're going to win some more games.
Man,
I just want you to put some respect on Cliff Kingsbury's name. That's all, just a little bit. With that being said, I'm taking Seattle.
Let's go to the AFC. Let's start in the East. The Pats have won it 11 straight years. Will it be a dozen?
Yeah, I think so. I think Cam Newton, and a lot of people think that because players have opted out and Tom Brady's gone, that all of a sudden the Patriots are going to fall flat on their face. Well, the dude with the short sleeves, the cutoff sleeves, is still on the sideline, and that's Bill Belichick. And I'm not going to put anything past him until it's over. Every single year, we come into the season and say, they're not the same. They're not the same. And then they wind up being in the Super Bowl, the damn AFC Championship game. So I'm going to wait.
I have to buy right now. I would take the Patriots, but I also put the Bills on layaway. The Bills are coming.
Layaway? He copyrighted that yesterday. All right.
No, he didn't copyright anything.
I don't think he knows what layaway is. We're going to explain it.
Have you ever put something on layaway?
Absolutely. Where you put it away, you put a little money down, they hold it for you, and you get it eventually. Come on. Bro, what do you think I am? Come on.
I don't know, Z.
I don't know, Z.
I didn't even know layaway was still around.
I think you can still do it.
You can still do it.
But nobody's going into stores anymore. Just have Jeff Bezos bring it to your front door. Okay, AFC South. The Texans.
Just pick them for the sake of time.
The Texans. Four out of the last 5 years, are 5 out of 6.
And I think the Texans will win it again with Deshaun Watson. I think he'll get it going, and Tennessee will be right there. I don't believe in Indianapolis, and obviously the Jaguars are the Jaguars.
I'm going Houston.
So they agree. AFC North was won last year, of course, by the breakout star Lamar Jackson. Does he do it again?
This is going to be interesting because Pittsburgh is getting their guy and Ben Roethlisberger back. I think Kevin Stefanski going to Cleveland will make it interesting. Cleveland was close in games last year. Things got away from them. Baker Mayfield will be settled down. Landry's there. He's got toys. He's got OBJ, Kareem Hunt, Chubb, Garrett on the defensive side. With all that being said, though, Lamar Jackson will win it.
I'm actually going to go with the Cleveland Browns here.
Whoa, okay.
I'm going to go with the Browns. I think this is the year they actually get some things done. I think this is a breakout year for Baker Mayfield. Obviously, the OC, Kevin Stefanski for Minnesota before, had very similar pieces when he was doing that, very similar pieces to what he has right now in Cleveland.
Lastly, this has got to be the easiest one, I think, AFC West.
Chiefs. Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, not a question.
The Chiefs.
Even though Key likes some players on the Raiders team, though.
I do like some players on the Raiders team. I like some players on Denver team. But Denver Waller, losing Von Miller, that hurts him. That's going to crush them a little bit.
Yeah, lost him yesterday, likely for the year. Just a reminder, we want to talk NFL gambling with you. You pick the game on the slate of 16, whether it's tonight, the 13 games we got on Sunday, a couple games Monday on ESPN. You tell us the game, call us up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You give us the line, the spread, and our Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN Daily Wager, our daily gambling show, will tell you where to drop your money. That's next. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to get on the line and make some money. But
hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go straight to the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Again, for our listeners or viewers, if you're watching us this morning on Jay's 39th birthday and you want to make a little money, hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Let's make some money out here. Let's get this money, as my boy from
winner,
my boys from
winner,
Jersey
winner,
would
winner,
say.
Winner, winner.
And the winner is given to you by Joe Fortenbaugh. He's a part of Daily Wager, ESPN's daily gambling show. Also involved in a great digital show called Bet, and you can hear him Saturday on Game Day Radio right here on ESPN Radio. He's doing a ton. Before we get to the callers, Joe, welcome inside. Key has a little tongue-in-cheek question for you.
Yeah, man, I want to bet $18.25 on the first missed field goal. Can you help me?
Well, number one, happy holidays, boys. It's great to have the NFL back. And that right there is a perfect question, because we've gone through how many months without sports, how many months wondering whether or not we were going to get the NFL back. And on day one, the first betting question on this very program is a missed field goal for $18.25. I absolutely love it. I wouldn't do it tonight. Harrison Butker for the Kansas City Chiefs is one of the best in the business. But if you want one, I would A, look to a game with weather, or B, look to a new stadium. Sunday night, Cowboys and Rams. Mm. If you're looking for a missed field goal, that would be the game where I'd place that $18.25.
Mm. Joe, after looking at Key's contracts over the course of his career, I think he can bet more than $18.25.
You know what? Start small and work your way up. From now until the end of the season, let's turn that $18.25 into $18,250. How's that sound?
Let's push some good betting
with the
habits.
There is one guy in the set that would bet $18.25. That would be me, $18.25. You can hit us up, 888-SAY-ESPN. And you can go over, under, you can go spread, any number you want. Let's get right to it. Brandon in Maryland, you're on ESPN Radio. Fire away with Joe.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was just wondering about the over-under for tonight's game.
All right. So this is a big one here. We're sitting around 54 points between Houston and Kansas City. I don't know anyone on earth who's going to walk into the first football game of the year and bet the under between these two teams, especially after what we saw last year in the AFC divisional round. Houston jumps out to a 24-0 lead. Kansas City erases it within 10 minutes. My concern tonight for Kansas City's defense, they have no crowd noise to try to gum up the works when it comes to Deshaun Watson and the Houston offense when they're at the line of scrimmage. It'll be easier to communicate for that offense. So personally, I think the number's too high. I'm not going to get involved one way or another, but you can't bet the under when it comes to these two teams. Kansas City can strike early and they can strike often. Me personally, it's a stay away, but I think the over would be the play if you wanted to get involved.
There was 82. The number last year is 51-31. Kayvon is in North Carolina. Kayvon, you got a couple questions. Go ahead.
For you guys here. I got two for you guys. First of all, the Falcons, my Atlanta Falcons, they're plus 1.5 at home against Seahawks. Dan Quinn usually plays Seattle pretty well. The Falcons have played him well since Dan Quinn's been there. And then the second one, the over-under on the Vikings game. Usually Green Bay Vikings, I feel like it's low scoring. Take the under, but want to get your thoughts on both of those.
All right, so let's start with the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're one of two teams that's very, very overrated coming into the season. Now, I love Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is not the problem. But take a look at some of the metrics when it comes to the Seahawks from last season. They were 10-2 in one-score games. Mm-hmm. Over a large enough sample size, that should be about a 500 record in one-score games. They were 10-2. They're not going to be able to sustain that. They were an 11-win team that had a plus-7 scoring differential. That is insane. That's what an 8-8 team does, not what an 11-win team does. So I think there's some natural regression coming for Seattle. They're coming all the way across the country to take on an Atlanta Falcons team that's loaded with first-round draft picks all the way across the offense. Calvin Ridley, this is for my man Keyshawn. Let's talk a little wide receivers here. Julio Jones, there's a deep arsenal at Matt Ryan's disposal. Falcons catching points at home. Look at how they closed out last season. They were 6-2 over their final eight. Dirk Cutter, it was his first year as the offensive coordinator. They got a lot stronger as the year went on. I would not lay the points with the Seattle Seahawks. If anything here, I'm taking the points with the home Atlanta Falcons. Number two, to the Green Bay Minnesota question, Danielle Hunter, the defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings, is going to be out for this game. Two very good defenses last year, Minnesota. Top five in scoring defense, if I'm remembering correctly. But remember, no noise inside the dome for the Vikings, so it's going to be easier for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to communicate. Wouldn't play the total in that game, but if I was inclined to do anything, I would play the over. I think both teams are going to get away with a lot of points in this one.
Key likes the Vikings to win the division. Josh in Key's old place, Los Angeles. You're on ESPN Radio. Go ahead.
Josh up early.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. The game I'm looking at is Baltimore and Cleveland. Ravens are minus mm-hmm. 8, and I'm leaning towards Cleveland, so I want to get your take on that. Thanks.
All right, so what do we do with the Cleveland Browns this season? If they weren't called the Cleveland Browns, every metric out there, the roster, the coaching staff, all that, would have you say to yourself, this team is primed to bounce back. They're absolutely primed to bounce back, but they're the Cleveland Browns. Seven head coaches, now that Kevin Stefanski's in the fold, seven head coaches since Jimmy Haslam took over the franchise in 2012. One playoff appearance, it was damn near 20 years ago. This team finds ways to lose football games, but it's 8 points against the Ravens. You know the betting public is going to come in betting the Ravens on this one, so there's going to be no value there. The question is whether or not you want to get involved with the Cleveland Browns. I would do this. If you like the Ravens, 6-point teaser. It's like a parlay. You need to pick two teams to win, but you have 6 points to influence the line. So you could take Baltimore, you could tease them from 8-2. That means you only need to cover a 2-point spread, but you still need one other team to complete the 2-team teaser. In order to win, I would take the Indianapolis Colts, tease them from 8-2 as well. So the Colts cover the 2, the Ravens cover the 2, and boom, you win your teaser.
That is a little complicated, but we'll have you on every single week so we can learn some of these terms. And speaking of parlay, Raymond, go ahead, real quick. Hang on, Raymond. Raymond, hang on.
I wanted to ask you real quick about the Buccaneers and the Saints, over under 48. I had to ask myself.
Jay over here betting.
Yeah. Tampa, New Orleans. Tampa, New Orleans, right?
Point spread in that one's plummeting a little bit. You had New Orleans as a much bigger favorite, but it's come down to about 3.5. Look, everybody is going to love Brady and the Buccaneers, but he's 43 years old. Mike Evans is battling a little bit of a hamstring injury. We have not seen this team yet. COVID complications, everything else. How many workouts have they gotten in? Are they in sync when it comes to the offense? The problem with the New Orleans Saints, take a look at them in week one. Over the last how many years, it always goes over the total. I think it's 5 straight years they've gone over the total in week one, but they struggle coming out of the gates over the last 6-7 years. They don't cover the spread. They don't win a lot of games. They beat Houston last year, but they didn't cover. I would say if you're doing anything there, yes, Jay Will, that's the way to go. Happy birthday. You look great for 39.
Yes.
Play the over.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. Okay, last one. This one might be a little bit complicated because we're going into the parlay again. Raymond in California, good morning. Welcome to ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was thinking taking the Saints, Cowboys, and a Steelers in a three-team parlay, and I want to know what you thought about that.
Hey, Joe, real quick, just explain what a parlay is real quick, just real quick.
Multiple teams, you need all of them to win, bet a little to win a lot.
Got it. Go ahead. What do you think on his specific ask?
All right, so you're missing the value on the Steelers. They were about a 3.5-point favorite at New York on Monday night. That's now up to 6. But they were 8-8 last year with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph. That's a great defense coming back. Roethlisberger's going to be at the helm. New coach in New York for the Giants with Joe Judge. It's going to be a learning process. If anything happens there, I lean to the Steelers. The other two were the Saints. Like I said, I worry about them in week ones. Not a great lean there either way. And number three was what? The Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you what. Laying 3 on the road against the Rams. The Rams were 9-7 last year. Everybody's writing them off because they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, but they didn't excite us last season. They were still 9-7. They're opening up a brand new building. They're now catching 3 at home. I love the home dog in that spot. So I'd be playing the Rams. If I had to do something, I'd lay it with the Steelers. I'm iffy on the Saints-Tampa Bay game. If anything, I might look to the over there, siding with Jay Will on that one.
So Joe Fortenbaugh joined us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Check them out daily on the ESPN Daily Wager Show, our digital show Bet, and you can hear him on the weekends game day on ESPN Radio. We will have you back here next Thursday. We're going to have a Thursday night game next week and all the way through. So for our listeners and for Joe, Thursday to get your gambling advice. Joe, thanks a lot.
Let's get this money, Joe. Thank you, brother.
No field goals in that Dallas game. Let's turn that $18.25 into $36.50 by next Thursday, boys. Good luck. Have a good one.
Thank you. That's a double, Keyshawn J. Will Zubin.
Cheap, Keyshawn. Come on, man.
No, $18.25. Gamble. I just figured, why not?
Why not? Check out ESPN Audio at Home by telling Alexa to play news from ESPN.
That was great, man.
We'll have him again next Thursday. Like I said, week two, another Thursday matchup. That'll be involving the Cleveland Browns, by the way. ESPN Audio at Home brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out just how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz Vans are ready for anything. The NFL started free agency on time. The draft was a phenomenon on television, and now the season is actually starting here on opening night. How did we get here? The NFL's top insider, Adam Schefter, has all the answers.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We can only hope for a Hollywood ending tonight. That movie, Texans, Chiefs, less than 12 hours away, fellas. Less than 12 hours. We'll probably be late first quarter here, ready to go tonight to kick off the NFL season. Last year, Jay, the NFL's 100th season. I think we can safely guarantee season 101 will be nothing like the previous century at all.
What time is it in Kansas City right now? About 7?
Yeah,
it seven?
They're in the central time zone, so it's about 7:46 in Kansas City.
Are they allowing tailgating, but not really social distance?
That's
tailgating? Because you're still allowing fans in. I'm curious, like, what's the pregame environment and feel going to be like leading up to the game?
Yeah, I bet you they close the parking lots for tailgating.
They are actually, tailgating is a college thing, but they are actually one of the best tailgating environments, as you know.
That's why I asked.
Tailgating is a college thing, but NFL teams tailgate too. Yeah. Buffalo Bills is ridiculous.
Yes.
See those tables getting smashed. 17,000 fans tonight, about 22% of capacity. The NFL world, the sports world will be watching it, and so will, of course, the best insider in the NFL, Adam Schefter, joins us. He's the host of the Adam Schefter podcast. Bottom line, Adam, how did we get here? The NFL said we're starting September 10th, and boy, they were right.
Amazing. Obviously, I think the NFL and the NFL Players Association deserve a tremendous amount of credit for being able to be in this position where we're kicking off the season tonight. If I had told you in March, April, May that the Texans and Chiefs would kick off the season on September 10th, I remember when the schedule came out thinking, well, that's nice that that came out, but that's not going to happen. I mean, no way. They're playing in a pandemic. And they're going to be able to pull this off without people getting the virus over the summer. And yet here they are with the season kicking off tonight with two quarterbacks who signed a combined contract worth $633 million. Wow. Two of the brightest stars in all of sports, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson in Kansas City. Limited fans in attendance, but they will be there. The season will start on time. And again, it comes back to the NFL and the NFL Players Association doing such a great job of keeping this virus contained, keeping it checked, and these football teams operating within their own virtual bubbles. They're not in a bubble like the NBA or NHL is, but there really hasn't been much activity outside of the football world that they're existing in all through training camp.
Adam, do you expect any sort of protest tonight from the player side?
They have been talking about some sort of joint statement, joint action before. I don't know whether we'll see the players come out for the national anthem or not, Key, but I think that you're going to see all sorts of events like that this season. I think it's going to be coordinated, planned out by the players on both teams. I don't know what form it's going to take, other than I think it'll be a continuation of the movement that is underway in this country, and we'll see how both organizations and the teams this weekend decide to handle it. But there'll be something. There's no doubt about that.
Shefty, take me inside the game tonight. Obviously, CEH, I call him Clyde Edwards-Helaire, his debut tonight. What are your expectations for him this season?
Well, let me start with a personal story there, because basically earlier this summer, Lewis Riddick, the new Monday Night Football analyst, tweeted out that if he had the first overall pick in a fantasy draft, he would take Clyde Edwards-Helaire with the number one overall pick. And sure enough, in our War Room League draft, 16-team ESPN league that we have with a bunch of colleagues at ESPN, Lewis Riddick got the number one overall pick. And he used it last night on exactly the player he said he would. He took Clyde Edwards-Helaire with the number one overall pick. Now, wow. Lewis Riddick knows a lot of people in the Chiefs organization. So if he's going Clyde Edwards-Helaire at number one, that tells you that this guy should have a huge season. He should be in line to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Nobody knows how to make rookie running backs fit any better than Andy Reid. Go back to what Kareem Hunt did in the first game of his NFL career at New England, when Kareem Hunt looked like Barry Sanders and Jim Brown combined. And now Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the first-round pick, goes tonight. And I remember before the draft this year, speaking to a few personnel men, a few coaches that I really respect. And again, I don't study a tremendous amount of college tape, but in the days leading up to the draft, the name that kept coming back to me from very smart people was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I had a team tell me, hey, we think we're going to take this guy in the first round. Now, they went a different direction. And then, sure enough, Andy Reid and the Chiefs take him in round one. Lewis anoints him this summer. He crowns him last night as the number one overall pick, and we all get to watch him tonight.
Adam, what's the latest on the Kamara deal? Make sure I got that right.
Alvin Kamara, yeah. Well, Key, basically, 2 days ago, had somebody tell me that the two sides were, in their words, quote-unquote, extremely close to a new deal. And I don't think anything has changed. I think they're on track to get this done, whether it's today or tomorrow, certainly before the season begins. But I still believe that Kamara deal will get done by the time the season begins, because frankly, there's too much at stake for both sides not to get the deal done, right? We know where the numbers are going to be. They're not going to be at Christian McCaffrey level. They'll probably be above Joe Mixon level. And so Kamara has to have that security. You can't go into the year without a new contract when there's $12, $13 million a year, whatever the number is, being waved at you in a contract extension. So if they were close a couple of days ago, there's no reason to think that they won't get it done and figured out now. I think they will.
Let's stay in this wheelhouse about contracts, right? The Rams just signed Jalen Ramsey to a five-year, $105 million deal with $70-plus million guaranteed. Explain to me, how in the hell can the Rams keep doing this when they have Cooper Kupp coming up, they have Robert Woods going to come up, and they just keep paying guys?
Yeah. Well, Kia, I don't know if anybody's told you the news yet, but Jalen Ramsey wants to buy your house and cars in L.A., so just be on the lookout for that right now. Now that he could afford that, and we saw Jalen Ramsey house hunting on Hard Knocks, he could go buy whatever house he wants in L.A. with the first $100 million contract for a defensive back in NFL history. But the Rams, look, they've got a plan, and, you know, this is funny money in the NFL in some ways because with the cap, you can make it work however you want. Now, again, it's hard to keep doing all these contracts, but they spread it out. Jalen Ramsey's number actually lowered their cap situation for this year. And so I think what happens is you start getting into the year 2023 when the new NFL media rights deal kicks in. And I think the salary cap at that point in time is going to balloon up. Now, we know that next year that the overwhelming chances are it's going to go down, that the pandemic price will be paid next year. But these teams are figuring out ways to go around it. And it's not about the cap. You can do anything you want to make it work. It's about cash and what teams are willing to spend. And the Rams have been willing to spend. And they'll figure it out. They've got a plan. They got smart people there manipulating the cap and figuring it out. And they're spending Stan Kroenke's money. And he's got a lot of it.
No doubt about it. Adam Schefter, the Adam Schefter podcast, the guest this week, the entire new Monday Night Football crew. You mentioned Lou Riddick, Steve, Brian, and Lou. Adam, thank you so much.
See you later today, buddy.
Guys, have a great day. Enjoy the start of the season.
You got it. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has the full court cell phone coverage you need. $45 a month, unlimited, 25 gigs, then 2G, 50% less than the big carriers, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Conditions apply. Boomer is next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.